In 5, 4, 3, 2, iCarly Reboot 1.
Welcome back to the Magic Blitz podcast, an uncensored podcast talking about all things Disney, all things Universal, some things SeaWorld, and none things Legoland. We got it this time.
And a few things Fun Spot.
I mean, maybe. We'll see what happens this time.
More like G-Spot.
Hey!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's another podcast episode. We have the normal people. We have the normal people with us today. It is me. We are here. Josh, we have Ziggy Carlson to my right. Ziggy, anything you want to say to the people?
Oh, I'm happy to be here. I want everyone just right now, strap in. The pilot has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. Put out those fucking cigarettes and get ready, because this one's going to be goddamn wild. And no, there's no smoking in Windy Studios.
Yes.
Let's dive on in. I don't like how I'm first now, but it's all right.
That's all right. It's just the way that we're rolling with it tonight. Back to the right, we have Nikki Klaus scrolling along.
Ladies!
Nikki Klaus, what's up? What's up with you?
I don't know, but if Amanda in the Orlando area wants to hit me up, that'd be great. You know what? She's patient.
aren't we all?
No. Send a rose. I don't want to send a rose. Oh, Caroline, hello. I'm good. It's kind of a typical night in Orlando. Everybody's going to swipe right these days. But it's good. It's good to be with our fans. It's good to follow up with everybody.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know what
wrap
he's talking
it
about.
And literally wrap it up.
It is nice to talk to everyone. Fantasy football on the way. And speaking of fantasy football, we have the man to my left, Drew Thompson.
What
is up, Drew? How you doing?
What's up? I'm just going to start off by saying it's a little weird being loose caboose on this wraparound. Not used to going last, still adjusting, still a little rattled, still a little thrown off. Anyway, that won't affect my performance on today's pod. I'm not talking big ass, big titties. I'm not talking swipe rights for everybody. I'm talking Disney.
So we have a lot going on. Do we want to get into the Nikki Mickey news, or is Nikki Mickey just gone today? Nikki Mickey's been swiping left and right.
Nikki Mickey is
horny,
so.
Say the least.
I'm having to calm down. And say that a little closer, just so the mic can pick it up.
To say the least.
Nikki Mickey is horny, so let's maybe skip over that part.
No, yeah, Nikki Mickey news. And we're just going to go to the Josh lot of talk around. So we have a lot going on around Disney right now. The first thing let's talk about, okay, you ready for this? The Galactic Star Cruiser.
Boo!
All right.
Boo.
They can start hiring. I mean, they're not hiring, but there's a lot of jobs out there for everybody.
There are a lot of
local
jobs
cast
out there.
Members, you know, check your channels, you know.
It's a lot of money from what I read.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
$30 an hour.
$30
an hour. Wait, yeah, what?
I heard that somewhere.
That it like comes out to $30 an hour? It's $4,800 for two guests.
Yeah, it's wild.
And
it's
two
money.
Nights.
It's just money.
For,
it's just
paying,
money.
They're paying cast members $30 an hour.
They're paying cast members $30 an hour.
You heard it here first.
Wow. That's
okay, well,
really good.
Don't ask me for my sources.
Let's check your health. Fingers crossed.
I think it's 30.
Okay.
Well,
I know
them,
that,
honestly, but it's going to be a lot of work. It's 24-7.
I know that
as long as you're on stage,
yeah,
it's going to be 24-7.
I know that they ask CPs to work it.
I know.
They're going to make
work.
They're
going to
make
work.
Yeah, they're going
to
make
13. They're going to be schlepping and doing Lord knows what.
They're going to milk the fuck out of those CPs.
Yeah,
as
they always do. That's hilarious. But, okay, $4,800. I imagine none of us would ever pay for that.
I wish I could.
Really?
I do it.
You know who's going to do it?
Everybody.
Everyone, Michael K, everyone, they're all gonna do it. The Magic Dads.
They're all gonna do it. The Magic Dads are gonna do it. All good people you should not follow. Well, Magic Dads.
Though Magic Dads are the only people.
Anybody else, don't follow them.
Yeah. But if you subscribe to YouTube channels.
Yeah, also subscribe to ours.
Subscribe to ours. So it comes out to about $1,200 per night.
Part of the whole thing.
No, it's $4,800 for two guests. So about $1,200 per night. So that's a lot.
It's not like two guests. Who has with two people?
I think for a family of four, it's like $6,000.
It's a shit ton of money.
That's so much money. And for two? Kids,
like, I would do, like, I'm a family of four. I'm a family of four.
For two, you could buy every single person in your family an annual pass and have $2,000 extra dollars to whatever, I guess.
Like, go
to college, yeah.
Education, or,
they're learning Disney.
Clothes for jobs and such, but it's all right.
No, that's not.
I'm spending $6,000 worth on clothes.
I mean,
well, you might need like a suit for an interview to look your back, to look your sharpest.
$6,000 suit.
Shouldn't matter, but you know you have to look presentable.
I mean, if you have the money, go for it.
And engagement ring. Not a $6,000
suit, but a suit that you can wear so you can, you know, maybe save the rest of that money as opposed to going on the Star Wars experience of a lifetime.
Save money all in on that.
But I think, here we go, here's the thing, I'm thinking,
so
there's going to be ultimate cast member previews, so fingers crossed we know some cast members.
So, let's say I don't know if we do, but let's say you have the money to do, you could do, I don't know, Polynesian for, I don't know, $6,000, let's say that comes out to...
You're already staying at Golden.
What is that, like a week or something?
Yeah.
$6,000? I don't know how much that is, that's probably not... It's
probably
like
get
four
a nice
or five
deluxe
days.
Resort for
probably
a good chunk.
That's probably four or five days.
Four or five nights, yeah.
Would you rather do that or Galactic Star Cruiser?
I don't know. I feel like I would like to do Galactic Star Cruiser just to say you did it.
Just for the hee-hees and the ha-has.
Yeah, because it's like...
I'd rather live at Pop Century for a month.
Yeah, see, that's what it really comes down to, the fact that you could live at Pop Century for a month and get an annual pass. Like, it's...
Yeah. No,
I think
two weeks.
Isn't it 2 weeks?
Yeah, you have to change rooms at least once.
I think it's 2 weeks.
$4,000 at Pop Century?
I think
that's half a year.
Yeah.
It's not a dollar a night.
It's not a dollar.
Just because it's cheap and tacky doesn't mean it comes off that way.
You could stay at the
next
fire. You could,
Peaks.
Oh yeah, that place. Yeah. It's a nice place.
The Cypress across the street doesn't look too
easy
bad.
Access. We've already been over this. Please wrap it up.
Yeah. Twin Peaks incidents. All right, but all right. So something that we just talked about, which I know we're all excited for, annual passes going on sale before the October 1st, which is when the 50th anniversary starts. Zig, we do not know how much they're going to cost, but what I've seen, and they're going to start at around $849.
What are
the annual passes?
Passes.
And here's the thing, honestly, there's no number. The number that I will not.
What the fuck?
The number that I will not.
Turn it off.
Cut. For the folks back home, our electric bill is stupid high. So
yeah.
We're
doing this in the dark.
And also, if anybody wants to send us money.
Yeah, our electric bill is way too high, so.
Was ours 582 or was that Bam
Margera? That Bam
Margera. That was Bam. I like how the episode we watched was the same thing. Wait, what were we just talking about?
We were talking about annual passes. But for the people, we were watching a TV episode and they also had a very high electric bill.
But they have like 20 people living in their house.
Yeah, we do not.
It's less relatable there.
All right, studio gets expensive sometimes. All right, but annual passes. I know Ziggy wanted to talk about that. They're around $849 for what we've seen, but I imagine for like no blackout dates, what you want, it's probably like $1,500. That's what I've been quoting it at.
I mean, I know the platinum went up to at least $1,100.
Yeah, I think it used to be $1,200.
I will pay that.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want any blockout dates. If I'm going,
I'm going.
I don't know if it's reservation nonsense is, but maybe I should.
I
think it's going to be normal. Three reservations. I can't imagine they're going
to
change it.
To stay for a little bit.
Yeah,
I
can't
know,
imagine.
It is.
It's like,
so then is it question
is. They really like reservations.
They love
they
it.
Like knowing how many they're at.
And we're going to get to
they
more of that with Genie Plus in a minute.
Yes.
But
question
is.
Oh, yeah, that's on deck. But they do love this system.
Yeah. What?
What are we talking about?
What do you mean about annual passes and them knowing where you are when you want them to know, like, we're talking about annual passes and the fact that they're going to be pretty expensive, probably about $1,500 to
$1,200. Oh, I know. Is it worth it to get, if they're going to do reservations, is it worth it to get the one that has blackout dates? Because, like, you can just say, oh, I can only go on that day. Let me get a reservation. And then it doesn't matter because if you have a reservation, you can't go every day like you want. So might as well get one where you're not going to be going every day because you're paying for days. You're not going to be there.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, I do get what you're saying. So if you didn't get that, what Zach is saying is that if you have, if you're going to be limited to the reservations, why not just get a pass that limits you? There's going to have to be a pass that meets what you still want to do because, you know, you don't want to be blocked out the times that everyone else is not blocked out.
Mm.
But I get what you're saying. I think it's just better because...
Because I want the platinum.
But the three-day reservation, you could do, like, the next 3 days in a row. And then once you use the first one, book the day after that. And you could legit go every day, probably. I mean, there might be days that fill up, like, come, like, holiday season. Yeah, but right now, you could go as probably every single day if you want. At least get a reservation.
When it was peak reservation time, I remember, you know, if you didn't have one that day, you weren't getting one until they invented the 2 o'clock rule.
Yeah.
And then you were fucked, but... nowadays it's different. I think it's like 3 o'clock, and even different time.
The 2 o'clock rules that you can park hop after 2 o'clock.
Yeah, but it's only for them. Sorry, not for all.
Yeah. All right. But yes.
If we're still talking, like, just popped in my head. If we're still talking, theme parks liking knowing where you are. Are we gonna address Universal stealing Nikki Klaus's location in the background? What was it, 40 times?
What are you talking about?
Didn't you send a screenshot where Universal was just snagging your location 40 times?
Oh, yeah, on a day where you weren't even there? Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
I'm glad that Apple was like, whoa, this is weird. Let's take it again. I asked all the apps not to track. I said, don't track.
Apple only flagged it after the 40th time. They said, hey, boss, Universal's been stealing this location 40 times today. 41 is no good enough.
They're like, why haven't you been to the park in a while?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little bizarre. I'm not a big fan of Big Brother. As an only child, never a fan of Big Brother. And I call myself a freedom fighter. And I don't want to be tracked by Big Brother, to say the least. It's concerning. It's not only is it concerning, it's quite frankly, it's disgusting. And I don't want to be tracked by anybody, especially the government. And by government, I mean Universal Studios, Florida, Orlando. So I would like you to take me off your list, Universal Studios, Orlando, Florida. And in solidarity with my fellow guests, I would also like you to take them off the list as well. And if I don't get these demands within the next 48 hours,
yeah,
I cancel my pass.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
I think my pass runs out. My pass.
And if they think I'm fucking kidding, I'm fucking not.
Well,
I mean, it is kind of messed up that they're doing that.
Yes. Yes.
They know where the studio is.
They know where I live.
So, yeah. So, whatever. Universal kind of messed up that they're doing that.
Fuck them. Fuck the government. Fuck.
All right. The next thing that I have.
Fuck the UN.
The next thing that I have is Zig doesn't like Casey Neistat.
I don't even know who that is. Well, we can skip that because I don't know who that is.
He's the
he kind of looks like a troll. Like from under the bridge. Why was I on the Universal app? What were you doing? What was I doing?
We were
making sure that you put your location off.
No, it was something else to do with that. All
right, make sure you take your location.
He is free now.
Make sure that Universal is not doing your location. But that really what it comes.
No,
that's really what it comes down to.
I'm an idiot. All
right. Well. Hey-o. All right. Moving on.
Close. You're an idiot.
Let's talk about idiot. Talking about idiots.
Oh shit! That's fucking bright.
Let's talk about idiots. All right. So speaking of idiots and bad ideas, the Disney merchandise for the 50th anniversary.
All right. It was kind of scummy.
We kind of hated all of it. I don't know if you guys saw photos of it, but it was pretty awful. Like, there was this blue button up with, like, the 50th, with, like, the castle, Cinderella Castle. Looked awful. gold castle.
Some sort of like jacket thing.
The
it was like dark color, jersey, black, dark blue.
Yeah, the spirit jersey said Celebration, like Celebration Florida, on the back. So yeah, it says like the world's most magical celebration, but the celebration is in big letters. It all looked like poop.
It was weird. It was creepy.
We didn't like it.
No, move on.
All right, moving on. Ratatouille previews. Cast members are doing that now.
I guess, yeah. Cast members.
Can I share a story? I actually did it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so I did it, and you know, to say, you know, I was pretty excited going into it.
Who wouldn't be?
I'll take you through the day. So I walked in the courtyard. I got some gelato. I met Remy.
Oh yeah, Remy was there.
Yeah, the little guy. Almost stepped on, almost crushed it. Then I got on the ride and
wait, what was the queue like? You ever do the queue?
What was the queue like?
That's stepping on someone else's.
You guys ever been to Paris? It was Paris.
Oh, right? Like
Disneyland
Paris.
We chef.
It was Parisian. It was luxurious. It was rodent infested. It was quite frankly marvelous. Then I got on the ride, which the ride vehicle is a mouse. I told the cast member, I'm not getting into that dirty mouse. And she said, you have to. And I said, fine. So I got onto the dirty mouse and we rode through, what I can only describe as a restaurant that would be shut down by the health department. There was rodents running in and out of that thing 24/7 a day. And then I got to the end and I didn't clap. They wanted me to clap, I didn't clap, and I'm gonna give this 4 out of 5. Actually, you know what?
What? That's not that bad.
And that is because I'm gonna give it a 5 out of 5. Dicky clap.
That was like a good. That's a good rating,
no,
man.
No.
I hated it. But I ended up loving it.
It's like golf. It's the opposite. 4 out of 5 is bad. 1 out of 5 really good.
Really good. Okay, got it.
4 to 5.
Each was a strike.
All right. Well. That's interesting, but Ratatouille previews. I know we're not really that excited because they have it elsewhere, similar to Tron. If you've listened before, you know how we feel about rides that are now just copied elsewhere and then brought over here.
But, not excited.
Yeah. All right. So Ratatouille previews, pretty interesting. Nikki Klaus gives it a 4 out of 5. Nikki Klaus says, but remember, it's golf, so 1 out of 5 is much better.
It's actually
bad.
So yeah. Wait, just on the Nikki Klaus head scale. Do you actually want 0?
Yeah, is 0 technically better?
Yeah. So it's kind of.
You can get negative.
You guys know what the yen is?
Yeah.
It's like.
I'm familiar.
All right.
It's like really bad, but it's really good.
Okay, cool. Sounds great. Okay. All right. Something that we're all excited for, fantasy football prep.
Woo! Who's everybody taking first overall?
I think the first pick's got to be Christian McCaffrey.
I'm going to say Christian Ponder, but okay.
All right. I don't know if he plays.
Or Teddy Bridgewater.
Thomas Brady.
My first round pick, Thomas Edison.
Nikola Tesla.
Wait, can we talk about the Edison? So today we went to the Edison and they had a masquerade ball. It's 150.
Away.
They did turn this away.
I've seen it before. They did in 2019. They did. 2019. They do it every. She said annual.
I know.
She said this is our annual masquerade ball.
But let's tell the viewers or the listeners, it was 150.
You have a mask on your butt.
Yeah.
Anal ball.
No. Masquerade.
It's 150. It's $150. You get all you can eat food and all. She said drinks.
All you can eat box.
She said drinks, but I don't know how. It went from like 7 to 11:30. So
that's the problem. I didn't like $150.
I know, really.
7 to 11:30. I want that party to go to 2 a.m. I know. Springs can handle it.
Springs can handle it.
Pleasure center.
All right.
You're
yeah.
Not stop me.
So that looked like a wild party, but we were not dressed up and we did not go in.
We did tell we were gonna come back though, and if we did go back, we probably would have been enough to.
Yeah. We would have talked our way in. That
what if we did some sort of like. We long trench coat scenario.
We could have talked about Fortnite.
We are one person, or like two side by side.
The reason that they turned us away, though, is because they asked for our papers.
Yeah.
paper. Yeah. And we clearly didn't have them.
We didn't have the paper. We didn't have the paper dough. All
right. So, yeah. So, yeah, $150. That's a lot of money. But, all right. So, something that I wrote. Do you guys think the trams are ever coming back?
No.
Well, they just spent hundreds of millions of dollars on brand new trams.
The word tram is derogatory. I would never use that. The lady so, the tramp, quite frankly, disgusting that they use that word.
All right. Well, so, like, we don't think so? Or we do?
They will be, but...
So. It's outside.
I just think it's, like, they don't have the staff. I mean, they do have the staff.
I mean, I think America's getting fatter. I think it's good for us to walk.
Yeah, they're not, like...
Michelle Obama has a hand in this.
The park's not crowded enough. You're not, like, walking. If you're in the morning, you're already walking a little bit. Not that bad.
Yeah.
But, like, we're not parking way back in the bed where you might want a tram if you were, like, you know...
I think maybe only at Magic. That's the only place really worth it.
That's where it makes the most sense.
But Hollywood Studios, they just built that whole really
Hollywood
nice
Studios,
one.
Every time I've been, it's been like one chunk of the lot. And that's it.
Yeah, no. No
I'm
one
like,
ever,
where are all these people?
No one's there, but I'm just saying. But didn't they, like, on our CP and back in 2019, they bought or they built that new, like,
yeah,
old tram
stop. Yeah, they built everything. Everything's
so, like,
brand
use
new.
It.
Everything has a brand new tram loop they have not been able to use because of Little Miss... Covidino.
See, but to Disney, it's only money.
It is.
I know, it's just money. But how much money do they have? They're spending a lot. They want more. What do you know?
Well, they turned a profit last quarter. So.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
oh, shit.
And they better turn a profit when I buy an annual pass. We're going to be pissed off.
Yeah, they better turn a profit after we buy those. All right. The next thing I wrote is, what's the best optical illusion on property? Maddie Ice chirped me a little bit, but I wrote that... So, like, there's a lot of really good optical illusions in the park. I think I got this idea when we were on Figment and, you know, the butterfly where you, like, see it and then you don't see it.
Of course, of course.
So, I wrote down Ray at Rise.
Okay, yeah.
That's, like, a really good hologram.
Yeah.
I said a really bad one is Be Our Guest.
Yes, of course, respect.
That one. Can you guys think of any other ones?
I would say live action Sweetums. he's an absolute... I wouldn't say optical illusion. I would say Wonder of the World.
Yeah, no, that's actually a good one. Because he's like on the screen and then he's not.
Well, yeah,
and then he's right in front of you.
I'm fucking happy.
It's really good. I really like it. That's part of the best part of
it. I would say another
vision.
is...
I'm just going to interject and say that is probably one of my top three favorite things. On Disney property.
Yeah.
I would
right behind the Country Bears and the Country Bears again.
I would all say
right,
optical,
good to know.
I would say optical illusion is being on test track and thinking you're going 100 miles an hour when you're only going at like 25.
I have to say optical illusion when you think you're going to get your head chopped off on the Space Mountain.
All right, yeah. The Space Mountain one is pretty good. But yeah, I don't know. If you guys have any good ones who are listening to that,
I really can't think of anything else right now.
I know. There's not that many.
The Figment one.
The Ray at Rise.
Oh, I guess like the Madame Leota. Anything in Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, I guess all of those.
I guess you could say Le Pepe's Ghost.
Le Pepe's Ghost.
Le Pepe
Le Pew.
Canceled.
Thank you, Le Pepe.
Canceled.
You know what we really like? Baseball fields on, I guess that's kind of
one. Baseball
fields
on E.T.
That's a good one.
That's kind of different.
No, I was going to say, on E.T., but
Peter Pan. Oh, yeah, no.
It's the little, city
on
that you fly
Pan.
Over. We kind of, that's kind of an optical illusion a little bit.
Oh, I should have said penis pan. Sorry. Penis pan.
All right. But yeah, that's a good one. A next one is a little Harry Potter over at Universal News. Hot Butterbeer. Around all the time now.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
I mean, like, yeah. But, like, also, like, it just everybody back at, you know, not here, it's feels like 106. And he didn't heat index 105. Really enjoy that hot butter beer.
The heat index today was 106.
And that's all I'll say. And I'm pretty sure the frozen... She's still kicking. So.
Yeah, the first one's still there, but it was 106 today. It was a hot one.
She was,
and you know what Ziggy and I did? We got fish and chips, a nice hot meal.
Gordon Ramsay's fish and fish and chippers.
It was really good. All right, so on Gordon Ramsay's
fish and chips.
It was at Icon Park.
It was at Icon Park.
Which is
and that'll
West
be
Virginia.
The last time we refer to it as that, so you know where it is. But now we will go to its true name. West Virginia Springs.
Yeah, so it was at West Virginia Springs, and it looked like the front door looked like to
Phone booths. Phone booths. I don't remember what was there before.
I don't think there was anything.
I remember I went to a couple of establishments across, literally across the way.
It's right next to Tin Roof.
And I cannot remember what was there before because I was like, oh, all right, this is like right here.
It's between.
It's kind of small.
Yeah, it's in between It's Sugar and Tin Roof.
And then across from Tin Roof is this like building that I really don't remember if it was there or not.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I have no idea if it was there or not.
I took a lot of time to
The best optical illusion of property?
Yeah, that's the best optical.
But the doors were fun, though. We took a couple of photos. We posted one on Instagram, at the Magic Blitz, and Twitter, at the Magic Blitz, and, you know.
Yeah. No, so it was good. So we walked in. It's a very small, but they did have merch. There was merch. We didn't really get to it.
Yeah,
so
the
we
guy
didn't
was
see
selling
it
merch
the
there, but it wasn't that crowded. We thought it was going to be a little more crowded.
Yeah, we definitely did. But so we waited in line, and then we were helped by a lovely lady from Europe.
We didn't know where she was from, but she was definitely from
Queensland. Definitely United Kingdom type area. So it was really nice to talk to her. She told us we should get malt vinegar in our fries.
Yeah, which my Rhode Islanders out there know, nothing's new.
Yeah, but so we both got... I don't even know what we got. We got
just
the
fish
basic
and
fish and chips.
Fish and chips. It really threw me. I'm going to be honest. I'll be the first one to say. It really threw me first because I was such a United Statesian. I was like, what the fuck? Chips? All right. Chips are the... For some reason, I just really fucked up. And the girl...
It was confusing.
The girl really helped us. Like, when I say this girl helped us, I was like, I hate asking questions. I walked into this place and I was like... Fuck me. I was alone, I probably would have walked out because I'm not medicated and I have crippling social anxiety.
It was very confusing. I was like, I'm just going to ask this lady, hey, we have no idea what's going on.
Because we would have ordered something and I would have been like, this is not what I ordered. And they was like, is this what you got? And I would have been like, oh, shit.
All right. So, so we got it. It came out to like $18. We got a drink. We got our basic fish and chips.
Chips, which are
which is
fries.
The fish, and then
over
fries.
Three fillets.
Yeah, so three little fish pieces over the french fries. But regular, and then we both got two sauces.
Two sauces.
We've been the chicken guy. You know how it
works. You know the sauce games.
So we both got Gordon's tartar, which is Gordon Ramsay.
Which is the sauce.
The sauce, yeah. And then the mango something.
Mango curry.
Mango curry. Mm. And Ziggy got, what'd you get?
Sriracha Asshole-Oli.
Yeah, the Sriracha Asshole-Oli. I thought they were all good, but the Gordon's tartar was significantly
better. Gordon's tartar was
good.
I really only want tartar sauce when I'm eating fish
and
chips.
Yeah.
Could have used a little. I should have added a little vinegar to the tartar sauce. I feel like that would have done good. I need a little tang in that.
It was really hot out.
The fish was extremely fresh, so it was really fucking hot.
Yeah.
And it wasn't losing any of that heat anytime soon. So it was really hot tasting, so I couldn't really enjoy it that much until I was like, okay, I gotta finish this now.
Yeah, but didn't take that long for us to get it. We got our drinks. It was a good time. The fish breading, which if you watch Hell's Kitchen, my man...
Yeah, he just did it.
My man just talked about this. But it was like sweet, but it was like light and fluffy. It was really good.
And it was crisp, and I'm telling you, it was good.
Yeah.
Very good, fresh.
Big fan,
big
fan.
Very serious.
So out of 10, I'd give it like a 9.5. Like it was pretty fucking amazing. I really liked it. The only thing it could have done is if, my lemon was like bigger, so I could have like squirted
on. I had no problems with my lemon.
Oh, I just would have liked that, but it was really good. I would definitely go out of my way. I mean, it's at West Virginia Springs, so that's a whole thing. But like, I would definitely say it's in the loop now as something that like, when we decide where we want to go
eat. It's niche, but...
It's a little niche, but yeah, no, it's a good time. Zig, what would you give it?
I'd give it a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10, awesome.
And that was our really thorough review on...
Gordon Ramsay's
fish and chips. Which was the win for the Hell's Kitchen, I would leave immediately.
Yeah, no, it was really good. I liked it. No one going home. So, except for us,
yeah,
happy customers. But yeah, okay, so the next thing... This is wild. The Christmas party is 100. I've seen ranging, depends on when you go, but $160 to $250.
And is it the same as the other one?
It's worse. It's worse than the other one.
All right, so when you say the other one, are we talking boob bash?
No, we're
or
not.
Or the Christmas party.
I'm talking like former Christmas parties.
Okay, sorry. I was a little confused.
No fireworks. Or, I mean, sorry. Boob bash, that's not true. On me. That's not true. I said there were no fireworks. There are fireworks. They're cavalcades like normal. You're going to have your normal, you know, you can get your hot cocoa and your cookies probably and like rides. But $250 is a lot of money. It's all becoming very expensive. Just saying. They don't, our the childless millennials. You remember when that was all fun and good?
I was like, oh, who cares?
Yeah.
What I'm talking about is.
Yeah. Something else that no one cared about, but actually two people on our panel cared about.
Our panel?
Yep. NBA experience. Gone for good.
Pour one out. Rip. Yes. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
What a money stinker.
I know. What a money stinker. And as we said, I mean, from the beginning, the NBA paid for the whole thing. NBA didn't pay. Or sorry. The Disney didn't pay for anything. That was all NBA. So it was not a loss by Disney's means at any, like, it's now just what are they going to put in place. Yeah. But, I mean.
But it's so.
I mean, Drew and I loved it.
We were big fans. We went in. We dunked around.
Yeah.
We took shots. We had a great
time. We had a great time. Every time we went, we had a great time.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss it.
Honestly. I'm going to say we never paid for it.
That is the big thing. We never paid
for it. Yeah, y'all never paid for it.
We went for free every single time.
All right, that's cheating.
So it was more of a gym for us.
Pretty much.
But,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much it costs. For, I want to say around like $20 to $30 or something like that. That's not worth it.
No, definitely not.
But, I mean, like...
Wait.
$10?
Sorry to interrupt, but 20 to 30, you could go in and out all day though, right?
Yeah.
That was the thing?
Yeah, that was the thing.
Okay. Alright, so like maybe a little more understandable, but if it was 10 to 15?
Amazing. Well, people would have been there every single day, I believe. But yeah, so that said, it was fun. I liked it. Drew and I both like basketball. I don't think Zig or Klaus ever went. Klaus, you still up over there?
I don't want to be, but yeah.
All right. Cool. Glad to hear it. All right. But next thing. All right. BOMA reopened.
Yay.
Can't wait.
You want to go, though, Klaus? Yeah. Have you been?
Yeah, I've been.
To BOMA?
Yes.
When did you go to BOMA?
A long time ago. A couple times.
Oh, it's really good. And Zay, have you been?
To BOMA?
Yeah.
Many a time.
And Drew, have you been?
I've not been, but since it's reopened, I do want to go.
Drew's never been. I've been a few times as well. So, wow.
And should... I would love to go.
Yeah, I would love to go. It's expensive, as
don't
we know, but it's
don't
a buffet,
care.
So you can do whatever you want. Yeah. So
we didn't even know it was. We didn't even know it was closed. We were gonna go.
Yeah, but no, that's exciting. Okay, speaking of that, who's been a Sanaa?
Me.
So Nikki Klaus has been a Sanaa.
We went Sanaa.
That's the one over at the other at Kadani.
It's not good.
Well, they
is
have
that
the bread.
Gico?
They have the bread service. No, that's not Gico. Sanaa is not.
I was not a fan of Sanaa in the slightest.
You didn't like it? Did you get the bread service?
I feel like I've had Sanaa
before. It's just, I didn't like the flavors.
Did you like?
If we've had Sanaa before, let me know.
I've had Sanaa. It. They do have the bread service, but that's
you know
it.
Where you are.
Whatever the entree was that I got, didn't really like that.
Yeah, it's the entrees are all like very like spice based.
Yeah, but the
not a fan of spices.
Well, it's just like it's like African spices that like it's a little no. I'm saying they're more of a it's more
it's
I would
a
say
different kind of spices.
Well, I would say
yeah,
all the spice was like drier than
dry,
what I'm like more used to. So
I get that.
But, I like BOMA, so we have to just get a reservation.
Yeah, but we should look until we go into BOMA, so that's good.
When is it open? Today?
Yeah, it opened up, technically today as of filming.
So you see the next day, I'll just book it.
All the people were there for recording, all the vloggers. And what were we doing?
We opted out.
Yeah, opting out
of
the
They said, do you want to come? We said, we're too big for you.
Yeah, we decided to go to Splitsville instead and the masquerade ball. All right, but next thing. All right, so this is a big thing. I know we all want to talk about it. Disney Genie.
This is the big one.
This is the big one.
I honestly have two brain cells working overdrive right now.
Okay,
so... I mean, I'm rubbing my lamp right now, and there's no genie coming out of it. It's just white stuff, so I don't know.
All right!
Horny Klaus at it again.
I'm kidding. I don't really understand Disney Genie. It seems like a weird thing.
So I can explain it, kind of.
Yeah, please be brief with it.
But yeah, okay, so...
Be brief, but also be thorough.
Yeah, I know. All right, so pretty much you have your normal ticket. Mm-hmm. Then you can spend $15... Mm-hmm. to get pretty much fast pass right now, mm-hmm. but you have to use them one at a time, mm-hmm. and you book like the next available time. Okay. Then, but that's only for a base, like the base attractions. I'm gonna throw in like, let's say Carousel of Progress, like Little Mermaid, probably Dumbo. You know, those like rides that aren't like the e-tickets. Then on top of that, Disney Genie Plus. You can book two e-ticket attractions for $15 on top. Mm-hmm. So, like, Disney Genie is basic fast pass, which I think you automatic, which is, like, Genie allows you to, like, it's so weird. It really is so weird.
To be brief, I don't like it.
Okay, so Disney Genie, this is what I've noticed. So, pretty much, you tell the basic Disney Genie is free, the basic one. And you kind of let the app know like what your preferences are, like rides and stuff like that. And it'll decide where you want to go. Okay? That's basic Disney Genie. Then Disney Genie Plus allows you to purchase, it's $15, and then you get the like, front of the line, pretty much fast pass, one per use per day throughout. Mm-hmm. Then on top of that, I think you could spend $15 per e-ticket attraction ride to go to the front of it because they don't automatically come with Genie Plus. That's like, and that is Lightning Lane. Does that make more sense, kind of?
Yeah, this makes perfect sense.
Thanks. 10-4. All right, well, hopefully someone understood what that meant. Mm-hmm. All right, next thing, Horny Klaus might be interested. OnlyFans, no sex workers anymore.
I can't believe that.
I know, it's the whole...
I mean, I don't even... I can't stress this enough. I don't use OnlyFans.
Is this Disney news or is this Entertainment Tonight?
This is Disney news.
Under the Disney umbrella.
Yeah, definitely under the Disney umbrella.
I'm shocked that they would just yank out the backbone of their business. I don't get it. That is their bread and butter. That's, you know, when you go to OnlyFans, you say, hey, play the greatest hits. We want to see ass and titties. That's what Nikki Klaus is all about. And they said, hey, we're going to play deep tracks, only no greatest hits. Greatest hits are dead. So I don't get it.
It is a little weird.
People just want to see ass and titties, OnlyFans.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure that's what it was built on, so.
I have no comment. I don't really give a shit about OnlyFans. I've never used it.
Oh, yeah, let me go on record saying I would never pay for anything. Porn's free.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what you're
saying.
I just think it's a little ridiculous. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I think we all think it's ridiculous. Something else that's kind of ridiculous that's not really that ridiculous. Busch Gardens Tampa, they're opening up a Chick-fil-A in the park. But gotta be closed on Sundays.
And SeaWorld Orlando just opened up a...
Build-A-Bear.
That's
in the park.
Creepy.
It is a little weird. And RIP that orca at SeaWorld San Diego. That 6-year-old orca.
Did it kill somebody?
No, it died. I don't know.
Causes?
I think it drowned.
Yes, sir.
Hey, everybody out there. What was its name?
Jonathan.
Skippy.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Hey, Johnny Skippy, the orca, you know, thoughts and prayers out.
Skippy the murderer.
Thoughts and prayers out to the family and the loved ones and the trainers of Skippy. You know, he was a good guy. It was, yeah, I mean, I'm looking around all these faces right now. They're all devastated that Skippy's with us. He's 6 feet under the water. And it's just sad. It was, you know, when Josh, I don't know about you, but when I got the news about Skippy dying, it really, I had to sit down and I had to take a breath. It was just, it was a little too much for me. You know, watching Skippy grow up for this last, I think, what, 6 years?
Six years.
It's been a, to say it's a, an honor, a treat, that's a true understatement. I think, you know, Skippy's in my heart forever. I am part orca. I am part trainer. And you know what? R.I.P. My first kid's name. Actually, no, I don't want to do that. R.I.P. Skippy. Love it.
Yes, love Skippy. All right, so we're what? And Drew, talk to him.
On Tuesday, we're gonna be having a Viking funeral
for Skippy. Skippy. Yeah.
So just be there. I don't know. It's gonna be in Little Lake Bryan, the best lake in Florida.
Yeah.
So Viking funeral for Skippy. Be there, be square.
Blubber up.
Blubber up. All right. Next, we're gonna do some questions. I think we have a good amount. And I think that Nikki Klaus is going to like one of our first ones.
Ask me, then I'd rapid fire.
Oh, is it A or T's? All
right, I have a few. So the first one is from Adam with the A. When and where will Jack Eichel be traded?
LA Kings already told him. And when? Not the beginning of the season.
Oh, he thinks the Wild. So that's interesting.
I told him he's smoking crack.
all right. Disney Dad asked us, what's the best listener meetup we've had?
I would say tonight we had a scavenger hunt with Locke tonight.
As if you missed out on tonight's Patreon event, definitely get on it.
Yeah,
that.
Go subscribe to the Patreon because
you're
missing out.
Subscribe to that Patreon so you can get in on these really exclusive events.
Yeah.
Never mind.
My personal favorite is when it was so crazy.
Oh my god! I hope it conveys.
Just like when I say it was a fever dream, it was a fever dream. Bobby Chapstick actually came up to us in the park and said, "Yo, what's up, boys? You're the Magic Blitz, right?" And we said, "Yeah, dog. What's up?" He said, "I gotta snap a pic with you. I gotta toss this on the gram." We said, "No flash photography. No meet and greets. You gotta pay if you want to snap a pic." And we told him, Hit fucking bricks.
Hit bricks, Chapstick.
It was crazy. It was so cool. Fever dream. We told Bobby Chapstick to fuck right off. Top 10 moment of all time in Disney history.
My favorite was meeting Magic Band Maniac CJ. Shout out my boy. Shout out for life.
Is he still a fan?
Yo, Magic Maniac, if you listen to this, we homies for life. We ride or die.
Yeah, Magic Band Maniac met us at the Rise of the Resistance. Like
7 o'clock?
Opening week, yeah. 7 o'clock. Caught us on a great day. And then Dizzy Dad, we met him outside.
Same studios.
Frozen.
Well.
Oh, yeah. I guess everyone likes to go to studios. So, yeah, outside of Frozen. Great times.
It was a good time.
If you ever want to meet us.
It was fun. It was a great time.
Yeah.
Meeting the fans. Except
Bobby Chapstick. They're not fans. They're family.
Yeah.
It was also courtside for an NBA game. One of the Lopez brothers said, "Hey, you part of the Magic Band."
They said, "What's wrong with your face?" Oh, wait. That's
we actually didn't notice that, but...
I'm just going to pop in. The Lopez brothers, they've been ignoring us for years.
And then what happens? Robin Lopez?
Yeah, he gets traded, so...
No! Signs with the Orlando Magic.
Signs. So, yeah, it was all of us.
It's Robin, if you're listening, I'm just going to put it out there. It's a little creepy. If you wanted to get closer to us, if you wanted to be friends, reach out to us. Don't go and sign with the city we live in just to be friends with us. I think it's a little too much. I'm gonna tell you the same thing we told Bobby Chapstick. I looked him dead in the fucking bald ass head and I said, "Hit fucking bricks, motherfucker."
That's Andy's slogan.
Alright. So I got another one. Alright. This one's from Matty Ice. What's the alright, so we don't really have, but I have a few, but favorite Disney park merch that you own? We really don't have a lot, Matty Ice.
Favorite.
Like, really, we don't.
We're pretty minimalistic.
Yeah,
guys.
We really don't like Disney merch. I'm gonna be honest. Yeah. We might have a few T-shirts and whatnot, but like, really, like, I know my favorite right now. It's an Edna Mode Loungefly that I bought for $20, and I'm about to flip for $100.
Well, I think your favorite should be the milk jug you have in the unsealed packaging.
Oh, you're right. That's actually a really good one. I have an unsealed
Not
milk
those,
jug
Nick,
from opening day of Galaxy's Edge.
My hands can be seen.
Does anyone have any other good ones?
I'm trying to, I guess, like, pins. I do a lot of pins.
Yeah, we have some good pins.
Press pennies.
Pennies. Josh and I were really close to buying the 50th anniversary pin.
$18.
Until the girl was like, yeah, this is nothing special. And I was like, all right, it's nothing special. I don't want
it. I do want it because it's the 50th one, but it was like $18. And she was like, yeah, we're going to get a new shipment in. And I was like, all right, well, then it's not, I don't need to buy them right now.
She was like, the cool one already came and went. I was like, oh, God.
I said, I'll just buy it when I have a, like, the 20% annual pass discount or something.
Very
it's
cool.
Not worth
shout
it.
Out to that cast member.
Yeah, shout out that cast member.
Whatever her name was.
Larry. Yeah, Larry the girl at.
Hashtag cast compliment to Larry the king.
Larry the lobster.
What's up, Larry? At Pin Traders. What, Drew?
No, I was just going to say, I have a mug from Dak that I really like. The 20th anniversary.
Ooh.
20th birthday, I really like that.
I have a Briar Rabbit bobblehead in my room that I like.
Yeah, but you didn't get that from the parks. Did you get that from the parks?
I got that from the Splash Mountain gift shop when I was in, like, middle school.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's dope.
I love that.
Thank you, everybody. And my Wilderness Lodge little statue. I like that, too, on my dress.
That's one of my favorite things is my Briar Bear plush.
Yeah.
I do have one other thing that I really like from Disney. Really, really cool. A squeeze bottle.
Oh, yeah. If you guys don't have
these.
If
you guys want to get a hammer.
Squeeze.
Fucking Splitsville. They're a fucking bell of the ball.
I can't believe y'all were like fine after two of them.
Yeah.
I wasn't sober.
Yeah, get your pina coladas and have a good time. Or if you're Nikki Klaus, get your Yinglings.
I was in Josh's car and I was like,
you're having a good time.
Let's just make it home.
Hail Mary?
They made it. Everything is fine. But I literally was like, Jesus Christ. I think I drank them really fast.
That's what I'm feeling right now.
I'm a little sleepy right now.
Yeah.
A little nauseous.
Well, here's another one going off the Matty Ice. What's the worst Disney park commercial you've seen?
The hats.
All the hats.
We actually talked about 50th, that tonight.
50th merch is bad. Halloween merch was bad today. Saw that today.
I liked there were two things I liked. It was the trick or treat bucket and the Mickey and Minnie plushes. But that was it. That's the only thing.
I didn't like the plushes.
Zig didn't like the plushes.
I have the worst one. We have all seen this one. We've actually pointed it out twice.
Oh.
Food and Wine shirt. The one with the knife in the pocket.
Pocket. We hate that. If you go to Food and Wine and you see that shirt with the... It's got a big fork and knife on the pocket. It's bad. The back is great. But the front ruins it.
It's gross.
Yeah, I get it. That's cool. I would say the worst that I've ever seen. No, I can't say that.
Say it. We can strike from the record.
I was just going to say it. No, I can't say it. I don't know. Let me think. What's the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life at the parks? There's definitely been something that I've griped about. Andy's on to something with the hats. I don't like any of the hats. I've been a big anti-Disney hat person for, I would say,
forever.
A while. You would always look, because you know, I'm too loud. You don't look gay.
I was like, just give me a good old baseball cap, simple, just like a centered logo.
Like the Nike ones that they have,
but more than just those. Nikes. Yeah, I don't like those Nikes at all. The puppets in Mexico.
The puppets in
Mexico.
They
scare me. I don't know why, but they scare me.
I'm trying to think of some bad ones that I've seen, but I really can't think of them. I mean, there's a bunch of bad merchandise everywhere. Honestly, most of it is. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, there's so much bad Disney merch. Like, it's a little embarrassing for a huge company.
The real guns they sell in Adventureland, those are bad.
It's just because, like, everything's so loud, and it doesn't need to be that loud. So
yeah,
it's a whole...
Tame it back a bit.
So it's a whole thing, but...
They should really make it so you can wear it outside of the park.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They only
I don't want to get fucking hate crime for wearing, like, a loud fucking Mr. DNA shirt from Universal, but...
Yeah, if you're not in the parks or in Orlando, you'll look so weird wearing any of the merch, so...
Yeah.
Or not in the state of Florida. I mean, people are like, the fuck?
Yeah. There was something else that I wanted to say, let's see where it is. Okay. Disney Dad. Yeah, Disney Dad asked us. Here's the next question. Why isn't the crepe place opening with the rat ride? So we have the rat ride. It's opening up. But that crepe place that's also back in that alleyway or whatever it is, not opening up.
They're waiting for the real French to come over from the international program. They don't trust us Americans with the crepes.
Yeah, that honestly makes sense.
Yeah, well, I read that somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's like a thing.
I wrote the blog, but I read it too.
Oh, cool. All right, last question is from this person named Ronell. He said, will the Chinese government buy Disney? I don't think so.
Well, they are listening to our conversation, first off.
Are we talking like
conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
I think he means like it could happen.
I don't know. I
just wanted to make sure we're clear.
You know, I'm all for patriotism.
Aren't we all?
And I would love to see Disney stay in the hands of Americans, but
I have another really good one.
Oh,
Cruise Line.
What about it?
So they're back.
Yeah, my parents right there.
All right, that's like it'll be a fun time. I'm excited to do it. And then I have one more thing. So Disney Enchantment, October 1st. That's like when it's starting. It's gonna feature movies or scenes from these following movies. Movies and scenes. It's going to be scenes and music from these following movies. Tiana, like in Princess and the Frog. Miguel from Coco. Rapunzel, we all know Rapunzel. Ian and Barley from Onward. Moana. Raya from Raya and the Lost Dragon. Judy Hopps. We all love Jogana from Soul. Beauty and the Beast. Alice, yeah, because it's Joe Gardner. That's how he says it.
He's from New York.
Yeah, he's from New York. He has a good time.
He dies in New York too.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah. What? The streets of New York, they're the concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
That's a Joe Gardner lyric.
Right? Yeah, yeah, it is. All right, so Alice in Wonderland, Luca from Luca, and Wreck-It Ralph, and guess what? Tinkerbell will fly.
Amazing.
So, if you're wondering.
I do find that really interesting because it's like a lot of the newer movies catering to like a newer audience, it seems like.
Yeah.
And then they kind of just tossed in Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah, no, that's a choice. Like, there's... I don't really... I'm going to be honest. A lot of those people I'm not really interested in.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, for real, they're not great.
Yeah, and that lineup straight booty cheeks.
Yeah, that lineup is straight booty cheeks. Right. Like, but yeah, so that'll be a fun show / maybe a awful show. We'll be interested to see it. One other show that we're interested to see, maybe Cirque du Soleil, Drawn to Life. Anyone interested in seeing that? I know Nikki Klaus saw the Cirque du Soleil. Like, has seen the Cirque du Soleil.
I've seen La Nuba, I think, 3 times.
Do you like him?
I enjoyed it thoroughly. I thought it was great. I thought it was a great art piece. I thought the soundtrack was amazing. I liked the whole aesthetic of it, the storyline of it. I thought it was a great show through and through.
Well, that's good. Do you think this one, new one, will be good?
No.
Oh. It was like, if you remember, it's about like animators and drawings, and this comes to life. I know you know. I'm just telling.
No.
I'm just telling other people. Yeah, I hear you. Last thing that we can talk about, Halloween Horror Nights. I think we all are going to go to one night. It'll be a great time. Anyone want to say anything of it? All of the stuff's going up. So, like, it looks pretty wild.
I'm going, and I'm just going to punch every single actor that tries to scare me, and then I'm just gonna climb self-defense the entire time.
Yeah, I don't know if you can do that, but
I'm gonna take the opposite approach to Nikki Klaus. I'm just gonna cry in a corner.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna walk through like a man because it's just a haunted house. And Zig won't even be going through them because he's too much of a wimp.
Wait, what are can I buy drinks there?
Yes.
sick.
Full bar.
I'm just gonna get fucking trashed.
Yeah, that's what everyone does, Andy. That's what everyone does. We have to pregame before as well.
That's what we told Zig. Wait, squeeze bottles before?
Squeeze bottles before, and then we can go. Well, the Fat Tuesdays stuff is open, so they have their own squeeze bottles there.
Do you think they'll accept the other ones?
No, I don't think they'll accept.
But we can try.
But we could go to the Disney Springs one, and then we could go. But yeah, we'll see everyone there at Horror Nights. Let us know when you're going. We'll be there that one time, and probably that one time only. But yeah, that's gonna be it. Ziggy Carlson is falling asleep on me. What do you have to say, Ziggy? As we can leave the people.
Drink your Ovaltine.
All right, drink it. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Klaus, anything you have to say to the people?
Swipe or no swiping.
Yeah, swipe or no swiping. Nikki Klaus still has that on his mind. And then, Drew, anything you have to leave the people with?
Yes, a little more predictable. No Pandora slander.
Can somebody carry me up to bed?
Yeah, I got you. And I'll carry this podcast up to my room. And
what a transition.
Edit it as well. But thanks for listening. It's going to be shorter than normal, but you don't really care because you're getting a consistent podcast. And if we were low energy on it, doesn't matter.
Wait,
we were low energy on it.
I have one more thing to say to the people.
Drew, one more time.
Expect Drew's cues next time.
What? Yeah, when we have more energy.
I have a good one on deck.
Oh, Hall of Presidents. Joe Biden back at Hall of Presidents. All
yes,
right.
Sir.
See you, Vaco. Have a good one.